Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. How's everybody doing out there? Thank you for tuning in. So, in order to get real on Lisa Crown podcast, we got to get down to what's going on in the market. We got to get down into what I'm hearing sales executives across the country bringing up, topics maybe they haven't brought up in a really long time. And what's coming up and coming up loud for me is the word confidence. Whether it's with a new person, an existing rep, or someone who's been in the top 2 or 5% in the country, the word confidence keeps getting thrown and tossed around. I find it interesting. I find it interesting that people who are struggling with their orders could have the same thing in common with somebody who's killing it with their orders, and it could be this word called confidence. So what I'm going to be doing is a confidence booster series with a few different topics on how to up your game in the confidence level, in your confidence level, in the confidence arena, and how to get it better and stronger, where you feel it in your bones, in your being, where when you go to speak or give eye contact or meet people for the first time or the 10th time, that there's something inside you that just exudes infectiousness and exudes, I want to hear more, and wow, and very cool, and look at that person go. It's a feeling that people get when they're around you, but more importantly, it's a feeling that you get inside. So these are going to be really short and sweet boosters so that you can listen to it right before you walk into a meeting or make your calls. And today's chapter is call confidence. Okay, so we will be talking about other confidence things over this series, for example, in the arena of speaking, public speaking, or following up with people to really lock up for the appointment or follow up to get that order, and confident me. So there'll be a few different ones that I'll be throwing around, so look out for it. So here's the biggest question that people are saying. I'm recognizing that confidence is down in one shape or another. Doesn't mean just because it's down for you that it's down in every arena you got. Right? You might be super strong in all of it, but when it comes to public speaking, there might be some lack of confidence. When it comes to posting your videos, lack of confidence. So it just depends. And so we are going to talk about how to get it up, how to get that confidence up. If you, I would take some notes here, because through the notes creates work, creates activity, creates some things you can do to work with your mindset that can help in this arena. So first thing, write down, is number one is identifying where confidence is lacking. That's important, right? Maybe it's always been really great with calling on offices. You would call on offices, you felt really good about it. Now all of a sudden you're lacking. Or with calling a cold call or calling a hard client with a file that got messed up. So you got to identify where is it. Maybe it's just you in general. Maybe just in general, you're lacking confidence, and it could be a mixture of things, right? Your mindset, haven't worked out in a while, not journaling or doing your gratitude journal, not praying, not meditating, like all these things might have fallen off. So in turn, it compromises a little bit with the confidence. And next thing is, where do you need to fix it? Or what does it look like if you fixed it? So you can't just say I'm lacking confidence with videos. So then what does it mean to have confidence in videos? You got to know the end game. Otherwise, you're going to always be chasing this confident thing. So figure and shake out, what does it look like? If I was really confident in public speaking, what does that look like? If I was really confident in calling targets or mega whales, what does that look like? Number three is practice. My whole theory about practice is practice creates progress. It doesn't create perfection. You got to get that out of your head. So anybody who's listening, who's got that perfection thing going on, that's never going to be what it's going to do for you. It's not. And perfection isn't confidence. Mm-mm. Nope. Back up. That's not what it is. Practice is doing activities over and over again and improving your result. That's what it is. Number four is praise. If you're chipping away at getting better at something you're confident at, you got to pat yourself on the back. You got to give yourself your own accolades. Great job. I love the way that call went. That was good. I'm impressed. Well done. You got to give yourself love and praise, because a lot of times we look for it on the outside and we don't always get it. We don't get it when we want it. We don't get it enough. We don't get it frequent enough. And therefore, we're down and feeling like we're not doing a great job. Give yourself your own praise. And last but not least, you got to do it again and again and again. So if it is doing a video on social media, You just got to keep getting them and keep posting them. Now, I'm not saying practice them where you're doing 50 in a row and then you post. Nope, you got to get out of that. It is the action. It's doing the action. The activity creates and builds on the word confidence. So let's get into it. Call confidence. I'm excited to dive into this one. I just want to say that if you are cold calling, doing warm calls with someone who knows you, likes you, loves you, hard calls, research calls, any of these kind of calls into people, a client you lost, a big mega whale, there's intimidation and it could be hard. I was there. I made calls my whole career when I was a title salesperson and it was hard. It was rough. There were some calls better than others and there was a lot that sucked. And there were times where I cried and there was times where I'm like, oh my God, I do not have this down. And so today I want to give you a couple things that I want you to start practicing and working on and working towards. So first thing is, what's your messaging? When you're calling people or you're walking up to somebody in person, you've got to have messaging down, meaning your topic. What is your topic and what are the words that you're trying to get across? You cannot do anything vague. Just so you know, vagueness is running 900 miles an hour away from confidence. Vagueness is fluffy, useless, and people don't connect to it. It's not infectious. It's just not impressive. Can I get you anything today? Do you need anything? What are you working on? How can I help? What can I do for you? Oh, I've got tools. Oh, I've got things that can help you. Oh, I've got, this is all vague. It's all vague. There's nothing confident in it. You got to eliminate vague talk today. That's going to be a big thing. But you have to identify what your messaging is. Really, what is the purpose of the reason why you're calling? You should always have a purpose and you should have messaging that is strong and not vague. Next, you have to practice your messaging by making the calls. So just so you know, we don't know if your calls are going to be spot on and super great and super confident and get the super return that you're looking for. But how are you going to know if you don't get out there and start making them? It's like an NBA player. If I don't make a basket, I'm not shooting. No, shoot, shoot, shoot. A million baskets. Keep shooting. Do you know that the NBA players, they actually shoot more baskets during practice than they do during game day? Because they're just trying to get better and stronger and better and stronger and more confident on the court. So bottom line is, when you are practicing, you have got to be someone who puts this cap on your head, this thinking cap on your head for taking down good intel on the good calls and the bad calls. If it was a good call, why? If it was a bad call, why? Write it down. Oh, I didn't handle the objections. What objection? They said their title rep does it for them and I just blanked out. Oh, they say it's too expensive. Oh, they say I already have an app. I don't need another app. They this, that, and the other. So at the end of the day, you identifying what came up that threw you off is going to be super helpful and the most powerful intel to help you get better and get more confident. You got to leverage that info. You got to leverage it. Okay. It's not a bad thing. Next, be okay with objections because they're coming. These objections are coming, you guys. The calls aren't going to be perfect. It's not going to be everything you want and more. It doesn't get wrapped up in a bow and handed to you like a gift. Okay. It's more like a scavenger hunt, all right, when we're calling people. Like, you are looking, you are trying things, you are checking things, you are asking things, you are working it, okay? Objections are coming, right? People are going to say all kinds of objections. It could be anywhere from, my rep does it for me, that's too expensive, I don't want another app, I'm good right now, I don't need more business, I don't need another tool. These are all objections. I don't want to sign a contract. Unless you're going to pay for it for me. These are all things. They're coming in hard, fast. They've been coming for centuries. Ever since prospecting has been a thing, there's been objections. People give objections because either they're busy and they're trying to push off the phone, or they are need more information or in a hurry. Whatever it is, it gives you a chance. It's like a rebound. It's like you shot a basket. You didn't make the basket because they didn't say yes for an appointment, but you caught the rebound. What are you going to do with it? Dribble and reshoot, right? Give them their answer. It's not a big deal. Objections are fine. We get so anxiety written over the objections that it makes us not want to call or makes us want to get off the phone quick. Why? You should be intrigued by what they are objecting. That intrigues me. I love it because I get so much information out of it. It just makes me better and stronger. What's wrong with that? Next one. I lost my number. Sorry, let me help you because people are taking notes. Number one is the messaging and the purpose. Number two is vagueness. Stay away from vagueness. Make sure everything is crystal clear. Number three is practice your messaging by making the calls and getting the intel from the good and the bad calls. Number four is be okay with objections. Number five is rejection. Let's move into rejection. So rejection creates a lot of fear and actually hurts confidence. We all get rejected, like all of us, coach included. I get rejected. J-Lo gets rejected. Michael Jordan gets rejected. Kobe Bryant got rejected. Your boss has been rejected. Your friend, your neighbor, the person in the top 2%. Everybody has been rejected. It's like a part of it. You can't be in sales and dodge that. The problem is it hurts confidence when you get rejected. It's like, I can't make one more call. Sure you can. Not every NBA player makes every single basket, okay? And that's something to be mindful and aware of. So once you get a better relationship with rejection, you're going to start to see that you're chipping away at gaining more and more confidence. Okay. You got to turn rejection into your new coach or your new teacher or your new trainer, where every time you get rejected, you get to learn from the scenario. What did I do? What could I improve? How can I get better? How can my rebuttals get better? How can I combat the no better? Important, right? If somebody says, I'm good, I work with WFG, I'm good, I work with First American Title, you've got to have a strong combat the no that makes them stop dead in their tracks and go, okay, I'll meet with you. Now, I have a script like that, but for the sake of time, we're not going to get into it. You got to sign up for coaching. That's where I've got all these great scripts. And number seven is the word pay. Write it down. Pay. P-A-Y. Pay. And here's the acronym for pay. And that's being present, being authentic, and being you. These are the things that are going to help with your call confidence right out the gate. If you can remember being present, being authentic, and being yourself, it's going to pay dividends, right? That's really what it's going to do. And so you got to remember something. When we try to be anyone but other than ourselves, we screw things up. It's just, it's hard. It's going to always be hard. And we're going to always be farther and farther away from confidence. Your personality, your energy, your vibe, why the people are in your life that are your friends, why people like you through the years or even now is because of who you are, that authentic self. And you just got to bring that to the table. The more you can have a relatability and a friendship and kindness and build on that relationship, the better and stronger your confidence is going to get. Number seven is feedback. Feedback is gold. That's your moneymaker right there. You want to ask people for feedback, whether it be your manager, your coach, a friend, getting an accountability buddy, spouse, significant other, et cetera. Feedback is the unlock, right? Because you could be doing, I just coaching someone today. She's in the top 5%. And her messaging was so vague. And she couldn't figure out why she's not growing because her messaging's vague. The second she can get more detailed, being specific, oh, you just got a new listing. Congratulations. Have you ordered a microfarm yet? Getting a yes or no out of somebody, moving along in that messaging, way more powerful than saying, do you need anything for it? Just such a big difference. Okay. So just remember, there are these tactics that I gave you. I hope you wrote it down. If you didn't, rewind me, please. And putting these things into effect right now, even if you do one thing I said, you'll start chipping away, getting closer to confidence when it comes to calling. I'm going to close with this. If you hear a voice within you that says, you can't call, you're not good enough, your messaging isn't that great, and you lack serious confidence, all that means is call, and the voice will be silenced. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, reach out anytime. Love to hear from you. Thank you so much for your feedback. Thank you for referring people to listen to Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. This podcast that I do is inspired for salespeople and people who want to grow. So thank you so much for listening. DJ, kick us off with something that is going to make us have a little bit more confidence when we go to make those calls. Thank you.